The war in Iraq may be over, but American hostility toward the French remains. This past week, for example, Secretary of State Colin Powell said the French government may have to be punished for opposing the war. And although the differences between the two countries are political, anti-French sentiment is affecting people and places far removed from politics. In Louisiana, Francophobia may force the state to celebrate its French-American heritage without the French. Susan Rosgen of member station WWNO in New Orleans reports it's not just French people at stake, but French money.
This year is a big deal for Louisiana. It's the bicentennial of the Louisiana Purchase. 200 years ago, Thomas Jefferson paid the French $15 million to get Louisiana and what eventually became 14 other states. Now across Louisiana, museums are displaying bicentennial objects. Restaurants are offering bicentennial menus, and orchestras are performing bicentennial concerts. But the highlight of the year is planned for December. President Bush has been invited to come to New Orleans with French President Jacques Chirac. That was the game plan, anyway, until Chirac's government took a stand against the war.
He acted like a you-know-what. You can name it if you'd like to. Once we had troops over there, it really made me angry that we'd have somebody running around trying to do us in.
That's Louisiana Governor Mike Foster threatening to take Chirac off the bicentennial guest list. And when news of the governor's animosity reached France, many people there decided they're not too keen to come to Louisiana for the bicentennial.
A lot of energy has been put in the drain.
Damien Regnard is the president of the Louisiana chapter of the French-American Chamber of Commerce. He's been helping to plan the bicentennial for years. Regnard knew there might be trouble when a local petition was circulated to rename the New Orleans French Quarter the Freedom Quarter. That was bad enough, but snubbing Chirac is a serious faux pas in Franco-Louisiana relations.
We are very concerned about the 10,000 jobs provided by the French investment here in Louisiana, and in the year of the bicentennial, that doesn't really help, of course, to promote cultural exchange and relations between the state of France and Louisiana.
French companies do nearly $2 billion in business in Louisiana, and 75,000 French tourists visit here each year. 25,000 to 30,000 more were expected for the bicentennial. But now French business delegations and tour groups that had planned to come are backing out. And the irony is that, by all accounts, the president of France has great affection for Louisiana. Jacques Chirac's ties to this state go back to 1953, when he spent a year as a college student at Tulane University in New Orleans. Chirac liked it here, and he said he'd like to come back. But Governor Foster isn't exactly rolling out the red carpet.
If he patches things up, then, you know, maybe we ought to just leave him alone. I didn't like what he was doing earlier. I guess a lot of people, when they finally lost, turn real nice. And I don't like to hold grudges. So, hopefully in the president says he's a great guy. You know, I will be tempted to follow.
That may not be enough to smooth things over with the French. And without them, and their francs, Louisiana will suffer. Jean Schreiber, the director of an international trade organization, says more than $275 million in American goods are shipped to France each year through the Port of New Orleans. Schreiber hopes French-American relations will get back to normal soon.
I don't think we want to start picking and choosing who our economic partners and our friends and our what tourists we want to visit Louisiana. We want the world to come here.
North Dakota can afford to be mad at France, Schreiber says. Louisiana can't. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosgen in New Orleans.